Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is July 5th, 2020, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID and a little bit about subtyping of Senator Tim Scott. So as far as the research goes on COVID, some things that have become more kind of interesting to me lately as we've gotten further into this pandemic. One is the research that shows that kids very rarely carry the COVID. They very rarely transmit to others when they do carry it, and they very rarely have severe problems when they get it. Of course, that's useful for understanding how we should open or not open schools later down the line. In general, the disease seems to be fairly hard to submit anecdotally from five or six different stories. I have people who have been very closely exposed to it and then not for long spans of time in very close range and not contracted the illness. Nearly all people who get it are symptomatic within the first 3 days. Tests after the first 3 days are the most reliable to protect against false negatives. So during the first 3 days, it can be unreliable, but most people are symptomatic at that point. The death rates are fairly low, so we seem to have kind of figured out how to treat it. We always knew death rates are going to be lower as we progressed because the numerator gains more as testing becomes more widespread and people who are not just close to death are not the ones that are only tested. So we knew that was going to change from the beginning. So now let's talk a little bit about police reform. And so Senator Tim Scott is a black senator from South Carolina. He appeared on The Verdict with Ted Cruz on July 2nd. And Tim Scott authored the recent Republican police reform bill that, among other things, would limit chokeholds and disincentivize federal funds going to police departments if they allowed chokeholds to be used or certain types of chokeholds. And Tim Scott, why is Senator Tim Scott's police work, his police reform work dismissed? And so Senator Scott discussed the fact that he's been pulled over 18 times in the past few years as a black man driving around through the D.C. area. He said the last one he was pulled over for having his blinker on while he was helping a person find a cell phone. Another time before that, he was waited too long to turn on his signal when he turned. And he described a number of stories that indicated he very much understood what it's like to be stereotyped and profiled by the police. And that was something that was near and dear to him as he worked on these bills. Yeah, we see a social psychological construct called subtyping with Republican minorities as they violate the stereotypes of Republicans as being racially homogenous and being white. There are penalties for violating these norms, stereotypes, and expectations, even from your in-group. Remember, we can be members of more than one group at a time, and group perspectives can conflict with each other. Senator Scott played a few of the truly horrible, vulgar, racist voicemail he has received from other blacks recently. This made me think of the movie Created Equal. I gave a movie review of that on my YouTube channel on February 11th, 2020. Created Equal is a movie that was about Clarence Thomas, about his life. And in the movie review, I discussed the subtyping that occurs with ethnic minorities in the Republican Party. Clarence Thomas, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, Ben Carson, J.C. Watts, right? All prominent black Republicans, all of whom seem to be not viewed as being black, right? Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Devin Nunes, three Hispanic leaders of the party who have a very strong voice in the party, just like the others that I mentioned too, not viewed as being Hispanic. Larry Elder's new movie, Uncle Tom, takes on this discussion of what happens to subtyped members of a community in this case. Senator Scott is clearly not a token, which to call him that would dismiss his experiences. He's an accomplished man who has his own ideas that don't always align with his party. He's an example of the diversity of the party, not just ethnic or gender diversity, but diversity of thought. There are many different groups within the Republican Party, neoconservatives, Tea Party, libertarians, etc. When a group views another group and only sees the other group members' similarities to each other, it's called out-group homogeneity. The complement of that is what I always say is in-group heterogeneity, which is seeing the differences within your own group. We are diverse, they are the same. That's typically how the process plays out. Too often, Republicans sit back and allow this label to be placed on us. By failing to see race and by talking awkwardly about race, Republicans create problems that have consequences. For example, we open ourselves up to criticism on good policies of border security and police reform. Policies that may be good for the country are viewed with suspicion of our motives. That's on us. We have to get better at talking about racism. But citizens also must get better at sorting through the media BS that incorrectly casts all of us Republicans that way. So in conclusion, I got two things for you, right? Because I just said BS. So remember that the podcasts are not regulated by the FCC. So I can curse whenever I want, as long as I let you know in advance. I just haven't had the occasion to do so yet. And I guess the main conclusion would be to stop subtyping, right? Be sure to check out Created Equal about Clarence Thomas and the new movie Uncle Tom by Larry Elder. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.